Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It feels a bit like some things are returning to normal with the children back to school and getting into those routines again, students going back to college soon enough. And September is often a bit like the new year when we resolve to get into better exercise routines again. And on the line to give us some more encouragement, tips and advice while we try to settle down on all of this, we have Sheila O'Sullivan, who is a fitness professional and instructor and a trainer of personal trainers who also brings her faith in Jesus into her work. You're very welcome to the show, Sheila.
Thank you. Lovely to be with you, Donald.
As usual, yeah. Thank you so much for coming on. So, Sheila, we know a lot of people are still working from home. There have been a lot of warnings recently about the impact of sitting for too long. What kind of exercises could you recommend maybe that just fit into our work routine?
Well, to start off with, I'd love to kind of a three-word antidote of think stand, think move, and think muscle. So if we can just sit less, definitely, we know, as you say, there's concerns about that. So apparently we're sitting 2 hours more. People who work at home are sitting like a daily, probably 2 extra hours, which is not a good thing from the point of view of what sitting does for us. So if we can think, stand, and be intentional about it, of kind of getting up. So just want to put a plug in for the Irish Heart Foundation. They are doing escapeyourchair.ie. Huh. You can check in with that. They're doing like a minute, you know, take 1 minute of every hour, which of course would be great to do even more, or do something different, but just to get up off the chair and start to stand, because you even burn more calories per hour, 50 more calories per hour. That can be 8 pounds of body fat in a year. So I think that could be a motivation to get up and stand, right?
Of course.
So standing, then moving, of course, is like getting your body moving. And the Irish Heart Foundation do a lovely animated 30 different exercises for the whole month. And then you can create your own exercises and, you know, squatting, lunges, circling arms, walk on the spot, etc. So that would be a simple thing that everybody can do. And I think everybody are probably aware anyhow, like just getting up and standing up after sitting for a while, it feels so much better, you know, and we bring more oxygen to our bodies and, you know, we're just much healthier as a result. So, yeah, and then think muscle. I'm just thinking, you know, we just need to keep our muscles strong and flexible, of course, and if we can do any exercise that will, you know, give us more muscular endurance while we're at home, while we're even in our house. So yeah, just the whole thing of just intermittently taking time out from sitting and doing something, and even creating one exercise a day. So I'm going to squat today for 1 minute every hour or whatever. So yeah, there's little reminders on the website. So just tune into the Irish Heart Foundation there if people would like to do that, because it'll be an external influence
and motivator.
Yeah.
It's so funny, you know. I just kind of reflect. If you told someone 200 years ago that like one of the problems that we have is that we're sitting for too long, they'd be like, "What are you talking about?" That kind of thing. But it is a problem for sure. So thank you for those tips on that. And just as regards maybe exercise more generally, maybe more intentionally, it's good that the gyms are back open. But are there still things that we can do at home with similar benefits to going to the gym?
Yes. And there are, and I've just been kind of blessed in terms of, for 10 years at least, I do workouts at home all the time. Like, it's just my habit now, and this is a key, is habit, isn't it? Like, once you do something, we habitually brush our teeth, we habitually shower, we have, you know, different things that we do every day, that because we have habits, and we like those habits because they're good for us, etc. So if we can build habits around exercising at home, if it works for us. Now, there's different scenarios for different people. What I do is I clear my sitting room, I plan my workout, I have my toys, all my different weights and different things I do. I plan my music, I plan an external thing to keep me motivated. So it's something that we do need to work around and make it happen. And it can be as little as 5 minutes, because 5 minutes of HIIT training, you know, high intensity training, can be as beneficial as an hour of, you know, steady state workout, which would be, you know, walking on a treadmill or whatever. So if you can do that push hard bit, wonderful. And find the thing that works for you. And this is the key as well. So habit and find what works for you, and then do some planning around it is ideal. You don't need a huge space. You just need a basic mat and a space. And even if you have a computer in front of you or a laptop, to look at some exercises. I know of people also who are doing their class from home. In fact, I spoke to a colleague in the Irish Heart Foundation yesterday, and she was telling me that it suits her really a lot to work from home and to work out as well. So she does Zumba, and there's no Zumba class that she can go to, but she can now put on her favorite instructor, do her Zumba class with that teacher any time of the day, and be done with Pilates, etc. So that's another way of counteracting not being able to go to the gym. Or, you know, gyms are open now, and that's great because people just love the real life classes. I'm one of those people. I struggle doing a class as such on my own. I just have to do my own thing. But, you know, to do a class, there's nothing like it. So you can book in to your gyms and get in on your classes. And I would really, you know, as best as people can do that, go for it, you know.
You have a group doing it. You're all in it together and all that kind of thing, you know. It's great.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. You know, we're like, you know, Zoom has been fantastic over lockdown and everything, but there's nothing like the real.
No.
God has made us to be with each other. We're social creatures. We love to work out with one another and connect with one another. So the best we can do, and it's great that gyms are able to do that now again.
Now that, you know, now that lockdown is over, we're all kind of happy to admit that we were a bit happier in person than we were on Zoom. And for a while, we were kind of trying to kid ourselves, maybe if the opposite for a while. Let me ask you, Sheila, hopefully if we get some nice weather this autumn, what outdoor exercises would you recommend people do if they're at home?
Well, you know, outdoors is the most important thing. And, you know, I was in Killarney for about two months of the summer, and I got out every day and cycled Smokers and Dinas. It's a narrow cycle. It's just beautiful because I'm in green as well. So it's a breeze, and it's easy. For me to get up on the bike is a joy and delight to do that on a regular basis. So if we can continue to cycle, continue to walk, continue to run, these things don't cost anything. They are, and obviously with cycling, it'd be great to get on off-road a lot. And if you find a forest area or near the beach, you know, I would cycle to a beach here in Dublin now and walk and then cycle home, and I get 2 hours out in the air. We can just health-wise benefit from just being out in the fresh air, for sure, and near the beach is amazing, and also in a forest. So outdoors, just to get out, and whether you're walking or cycling or playing with your kids. The one thing about lockdown too, Donal, has been fantastic. The families have gotten together and they've been playing with their kids, and they've been inventing games, and they've been doing activities that they mightn't have done for a long time. So if we can bring it into the now time as well, and say, listen, let's get out and put on our raincoats and do what we did in the summer, because we've kind of created some routines that we did then. So that's the good thing about routines and habits. And a lot of people have said, you know, it's been great. I don't go to the shopping centre as much as I used to, because I've been out cycling with my kids. So yeah, and pushing the pram, you know, kind of, you know, getting out with your child, and maximising being outside is, again, intentional. But everybody can do it if they can walk, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And sports outside, of course, as well, and go to a local field and play if you can.
Anything you can do, and it gets everyone fit. It gets the parents fit as well as the kids, you know.
Absolutely.
Keeps everyone healthy, and I think we could all do with a little bit of that anyway in our lives.
Yeah, and if you don't have kids and you're not a parent, you know, get with your mates, I guess. You know, something like the buddy system to keep yourself busy, you know, get out and be with somebody else to work out.
That'd be my plan anyway, I can tell you that for sure. Sheila, you run exercise classes called Flow. Could you tell us a bit about them and how you weave together faith and exercise, and maybe how you're going to continue to do this in the next year?
Yeah, thank you for asking. I invented that. Well, I didn't invent it. I think God gave it to me in many ways a number of years ago, and I started a class because I had done a high level of training called flexible strength, which was basically yoga from a fitness point of view. And I never really I don't teach yoga per se, but I teach flexible strength, which is really all the moves that are amazing for our bodies. So that's the fantastic thing about yoga, is the movements are a key to keep our bodies strong and flexible. So what I do in my class is I initiate the class by saying, you know, this is a flow class, and it's the center is God, because he gives us our breath. We wouldn't even be able to breathe without God giving us breath. So what we do is we do themes and things. So one of my key verses is your body's a temple of the Holy Spirit. So make your entire life fit for worship of God. So our bodies are given to us by the Lord, and he wants us to be healthy and well. So therefore, we commit that exercise program to him, number one. And then I use different themes. For example, I was thinking about one I was sharing with a friend the other night, you know, the fruits of the Spirit. And one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control, right? So self-control is often something we can all fall down on in various ways. So So when we're doing planks, you know, this is a self-control exercise, you know, where we build up time and a 30-second plank or a minute plank, and we modify the plank according to your ability. So you can do an easy plank or a harder one, then you can increase your strength, so you build the time. So we would focus then on self-control and how that works in our lives and how God enables us to be more disciplined about things. So the armor of God in Ephesians 6. So we'd use the movements to connect with the sword of the Spirit or the shield of faith. Mm. And the Aaronic blessing, you know, the Lord bless you. So we'd be, when we're kneeling down, blessing is to receive a blessing, and we bow down to God and we connect with Him. So all of those things are interwoven, as you say, into the class. And we use music and other fitness and health tips as well as we exercise. So, yeah, so we get strong, we get flexible, we get mobile.
Brilliant.
And we do a little cardio exercise as well. So overall, good.
Good stuff overall. Brilliant. Will these classes be starting again soon? And if so, how should people get more information about them?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm hoping to start again. At the moment, it would be Northside in Swords in the Rio Centre. That's where we're aiming for. At the moment, they were just checking in on the room because of bookings, and I'm in liaison with them. So if they get onto the Pro Tempo website, I have my number and my email there if anybody wants to inquire about setting up a flow class or participating in it. So it's just not at the minute we haven't set in stone. So if they just check that out, it'll be they can find out.
Great. And is there a website that they can find out?
Yeah, just protempo.ie, and on that my name, number and Brilliant. Information about the flow classes will be there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Sheila, for talking to us today and for just telling us about some of the things we can do maybe in the next year. We really appreciate it.
And thank you. And Donald, as the Bible says, we pray we will all prosper in health and that our soul and our body will prosper. It says that in John 3. So God is very interested in these pragmatics. So good health and slanta and shalom to you.
Brilliant. Bang on. Thanks, thanks very much, Sheila. Cheers.
Thank you, Donald. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye now. That was fitness professional and trainer Sheila O'Sullivan. And for more information and for Sheila's contact details, you can visit protempo.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.